This Two Moms and a Mic episode is sponsored by Swanson Health. Swanson Health has been producing quality vitamins and supplements, foods, healthy home, and self-care products for over 50 years since 1969 from the heart of America. Swanson Health is the only company to offer a full spectrum of wellness products for mind, body, and home, from quality vitamins and supplements to cruelty-free beauty items to eco-friendly home products. Swanson Health is here to keep you healthy. Swanson brand vitamins and supplements are crafted in the USA and made with unsurpassed purity and potency. I am personally obsessed with the Swanson brand triple strength melatonin, high plains collagen powder that I just mix up in my coffee or smoothies, and their amazing FemFlora probiotic capsules for women. If you'd like to try any of Swanson Health's great products for yourself, use code MOMS20, all caps, for 20% off on swanson.com. That is MOMS20, MOMS20, for 20% off on swanson.com. Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast,
now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers.
Good morning, Dodson.
It's still morning.
It sure is.
You look good in that jacket.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Is it the color? Is it the style? What is it?
It's both. And the way it looks against your t-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I love the whole thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to be having my hyperhidrosis fit a minute here. So, you know, if I rip it off, then you'll know why.
It's okay. I understand.
So we're starting to crack a toe.
Well,
just a out of quarantine. Just a toe.
I wanted to say, like, cracking one toe out of quarantine, but then I was like, wait, Corey and I hate toes so much because people always put their nasty-ass, unpedicured COVID toes on social media. Why?
No, so
put that ogre shit away. Don't do that. You know what? Even if they're cute, don't fucking do that.
It reminds me of, you remember Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Like when Jim Carrey goes and gets his pedicure.
Is that where you got the Daryl thing from?
No, that's Floyd and Harry.
Oh, same thing. Daryl, Floyd, and Harry are all versions of a Karen. But those are the male Karens.
Male Karens. But do you remember when he goes and gets a pedicure and they're like using like a wheel saw to like shave down his toes? That is COVID feet. And that is what people are posting right now.
Why are you doing
God,
that? I don't remember. So
gross.
But I didn't know you hated the knees too. When I sent you my knee shot, you don't like anything. You're so mean.
You were in the bathtub.
So I was making a point of not sending a toe picture.
Whatever. I'm fine with knees. I'm just, the toes just spare me.
I would never do that. I think that's fucking obnoxious.
Oh my God.
Everybody has feet and nobody wants to see them.
I think people tend to think that their own feet are cute.
They're not.
But other people are like, they don't see them the same way. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but we have decided to title this show, Cracking a
or
Toe cracking Out of Quarantine.
Cracking the Door of Quarantine, because we're starting to come out. Okay, here's what I've gotten. My nails, look at them.
Ooh.
I know.
Those are...
This is no $30 random manicure. This
are
is
like galaxy...
Give me some art on my nails.
Yeah.
Also, look. No movement.
Yeah, you're frozen. Your face is frozen.
Ice skate on my forehead. I finally got my Botox.
Oh my God. Well, I must look like a shriveled up raisin.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to keep up with you, dummy.
Shut up. It looks good.
So that's what I mean by cracking out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I still have, you know what? God damn it. I'm getting a few grays because of the stress of raising the protesting teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But this,
I told you COVID was going to start giving you grays. You're like, every episode, you're like, I'm not gray. I'm so lucky I'm not gray. And I'm not, this is going to make you gray.
I don't have a crown of gray, but I can see some now that are like, help us.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, the world is cracking open. We're starting to get our stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Things are starting to open a little bit.
My hair done in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. I was so desperate to get my boys' haircuts, and nothing was open here still. nothing. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't going to be for like, I don't know, another several weeks.
Well, it was still indefinite if we were going to move through these phases or not. It felt like we were grounded forever.
Yeah, and things change day to day on if we're going to move to the next phase or not or whatever. So I decided I'm going to put my boys in the car and we drove to Texas for haircuts.
Logical. Don't ever make fun of me for going to Indiana for lattes again.
I know.
Because you... I drove to Texas for haircuts. I mean, and a pool.
15 hours for sport clips in Dallas.
You couldn't get a better place than sport.
No, I couldn't.
That's too far.
That and you know what? When they were cutting my boy's hair, I went and looked because they're like, oh, mom, do you want to come over here to see how the boy... It looked like a small dog on the floor.
All that hair poo on the floor.
All that hair that got cut off. I was like, is that their hair? Or is that, does someone have a little dog running around here?
God.
It was so gross. But the boys looked like a different person.
All clean and handsome.
Yes. And so then while I was there, because I do have some family in Texas. So, you know, I didn't just go there for haircuts, but I did.
Well, I know that you wanted to go through Oklahoma because you were looking for Joe Tiger.
Well, so we were going to offset off of the highway in Tulsa, and we were going to go off to Oklahoma City just to see the Tiger King Zoo.
Is that where it is?
It's in Oklahoma City.
Ugh.
And I just said, fuck that. It's not worth seeing Carol Baskin and that weird person with the,
oh, yeah. What's
with
his
the arm got chopped off.
And the arm? What? No. Jeff Lowe has it now. But I think I saw, the news goes so quickly, but I swear I saw something where like Carol Baskin was all smug and she's like, took ownership of the zoo.
Yeah.
From that guy, Jeff, that has the Affinity shirts.
Yes.
I need to watch it again.
I do.
Or not.
I don't. I don't. My kids kind of wanted to go just to see it, but I thought it's already a 15-hour drive. And my husband wasn't coming with us, and our other daughter wasn't with us.
You don't want to go find a Joe Tiger without some protection.
No, so I just decided that if I'm going to make a 15 and a half hour drive by myself, I don't want to make it extra longer. No,
right.
And I didn't want to stop. Like I just plowed through that drive because.
You did good.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going to stay? In a Motel 6 somewhere during a pandemic?
No, not without bleach.
They haven't washed anything ever. So
I mean, you could have stayed in like Joe Tiger's office or something.
Oh yeah, that the one where the guy shot himself in the middle of the door.
Don't bring that shit up. I can't handle that. The world's too heavy right now.
I know.
Skip to your WTF.
Okay.
Or pick one.
Now I know I'm trying to think. I have a plethora of WTFs right now, but one just happened yesterday. So speaking of cracking one toe out of quarantine
or a knee,
yeah, whichever you prefer. So the DMV has opened now, and it has been closed for 3.5 months. And my son was supposed to get his permit like a while back. He's going to be 16 like next month, and he still didn't have a permit.
Get with it.
So I'm like, okay, we just need to go get the permit. And we went we went for 2 days in a row, and we see the line just like wrapped around 75th Street. And it was just hours and hours of waiting.
Was it like five people at a time?
They had more than five, but
I mean, it's a government building. They're notoriously slothy to begin with.
They don't give two shits.
And why should they?
You have to get your shit. So they don't care.
You're right. At their mercy.
Yeah. They are the epitome of sloth start.
It's like in that movie with the actual sloth, that cute little movie, the cartoon where the bunny wants to be an officer and she's all excited and hyper. And then the sloths are behind the desk and they're like,
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the DMV.
Combining the DMV workers with the general public that is there to get their services done. I mean, it's
lots of Karens and Daryls in line.
It's just a shit show.
How long were you there?
So he was like, I'm not standing in that line. And I'm like, well, you know what? Too bad. I'm not going to come here anymore.
Going to be the line for the next 6 months.
I said, they are backed up for months, months and months. So
did you wear a diaper? Asking for a friend.
I should have, because we got there and we waited in line. And it was, I don't know, 85 degrees yesterday. Waited outside for 5.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
5.5 hours.
But did your phone die? Did you pee your pants?
My phone died at one point. So I did. I think I saw you
actually driving off at like 2 p.m. while I was getting my nails done.
It was 2 p.m. when
Does
we left.
Does your license plate say Al too, like mine?
Uh-huh.
I did see you.
Yeah. I probably didn't have a very nice face.
I didn't see your face. I saw your car.
Oh, I was pissed off.
So like 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
Yes. Yeah.
And five to seven hours. Who's counting?
Well, it was 5.5 hours of standing outside waiting. And then,
then you got inside and then did the regular long thing.
Right.
That's awful.
Right.
Was Chase dying?
He was fine. He was fine. I went to Starbucks and got him, you know, some treats during the...
You're crossing the street like a pedestrian going across four lanes of traffic. No big deal.
Yeah. That's how it was. It was... It sucked. But we did it. We got it. We got his permit.
Good job. Here.
Yeah. So...
Got the permit.
I know.
7 hour wait. That's nothing. We have to tap it every time. We might as well for good fortune in this world right now.
Oh, yeah. That was my what the fuck. Standing at the DMV for
That's a good one.
6 hours for a permit.
Yeah. Well, better wait on that license.
Well, and I had to get a new license too because I had a change of address that I still hadn't gotten done.
I know. I have to redo mine this year, and it's not a good year to redo it.
No. No.
I don't want to. Maybe I'll just stop driving.
Well,
I'm just going to stay at home or wait for somebody to Uber me or
with
some
four
like...
kids, you're not stopping driving anywhere. So I'm going to stop driving because now I have two drivers in my house. So
see?
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
my driver, we'll see. Well, we've got the license things to come. Okay, my WTF is the other day we had a neighbor go over. And so, you know, we still don't have our housekeeper back. I don't know if we're going, whatever. I don't even know.
Ooh.
So... I made one of the kids scrub the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do your, I'm not. And I couldn't find like the proper like toilet scrub brush anywhere. I have no idea where it went.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, just use this other like little mini cleaning brush that I use for stains or whatever. Just improvise and wash your hands after if you get toilet water up to your elbow, whatever. So Rose cleans the toilet and then just leaves that scrub brush around. Well, I told you earlier how I'm just like not making any meals except for dinner now because I can't.
Can't keep up. Nope.
So they had their friend over and she's, you know, the two middles and their friend were like, you know, can we make eggs? I'm like, by all means, like knock yourselves out. Don't even talk to me about breakfast.
Yeah. If I don't have to make it, I don't care what you do.
Well, so Frankie has not been taught how to make an egg because you just stop. I mean, by the third kid, you just start ignoring them and not teaching them anything.
They have to learn from the siblings.
They have to learn from the siblings. So no one's taught her. So she just puts the egg in the skillet with nothing, like hot skillet and an egg. Mm-hmm. And it sticks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, well, we need to scrub it out. So I don't know where the miscommunication happened, but the girl that was visiting our house, the sleepover girl, comes upstairs and grabs the scrub brush from the toilet. And I'm like, what are you doing with that? She's like, oh, Frankie's egg is stuck to the skillet. I'm going to go and clean it. I'm like, not with that one. That brush was used on the toilet. And we can't use the same scrub brush on the toilet as you do in the skillet. Like, we're not keeping kosher or anything cool like that, but also don't want to eat shit.
Right.
So that brush stays upstairs.
Yeah.
Figure out something else. Oh, just figure it out.
I thought you were just going to tell me that she actually used it in the
pot. No. Ew.
And that they had a nice meal.
But if she had, that would have been like this much funny though, because we have like this one, I have all of those stupid, expensive like Le Creuset cast iron that I don't like as much as I like just the $8 Jewel nonstick skillet.
Right.
Well, MK always uses that for her vegan masterpieces.
Uh-huh.
So it would have been like this much funny if I was like, oh, meant to tell you. Neighbor girl used that brush that
the
we accidentally
brush.
Used in the toilet in the skillet the other day.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. I kind of, just for story's sake, I kind of wish they used it on the pot.
I know.
That would have happened in my house for sure.
Wash out Hands those off. Shit germs really quick. Or take it to Corey's house because she's eaten shit before. No
I
big
have.
Deal, Briggs.
Surprisingly digestible.
I mean, you're okay.
I've lived to tell about it.
I mean, we all need a little immune boost right now anyway with COVID, so eh.
Hey, you know, not everybody can just think that it's actual guacamole.
Oh, gross. Gross. That's part of your damn legacy now.
It is. It is.
Rest in peace, shit eater.
I know.
Okay, how do you feel about having no more Zooms? Here, erase it again. No more Zoom invasion.
Okay.
We don't have to wear pants anymore.
I can walk around free as a bird. Yeah.
Do you feel like the Zoom outfit was the new version? You know, the mullet thing that was business in front, party in back?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That was the Zoom outfit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
only up to here.
That tie. flat
whitey tighties on the bottom.
Hopefully some boxers instead, but whatever.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm so glad because, like I said on one of the other episodes, it was so invasive.
Bad.
I hated it because I had so many people in my house during COVID that I didn't know who was on a Zoom call. I didn't know who was on FaceTime.
Every time you walk by a screen, you assume that you should stand up straight and like not pick your butt.
Yeah.
Or nose.
Right, right.
Hold it together all the time.
Right.
It was a good taste of like what the world might be like though, like when every screen is a smart screen and...
I just couldn't stand it. I just felt like somebody was watching me all the time.
They were.
And a lot of times it was the kids, the school staff, or the kids' friends or whatever.
I had to stop like, with those because there was one day where it was like this, hi, boys and girls. And I'm like, you know what? I don't ever want to hear that voice again.
Nope. Hi, Bones.
I don't ever want to hear again, what are you doing today, friends? It's beautiful out. Nope. That's not part of what we're doing here right now.
I couldn't handle it after a
Thank
while.
Thank God that's over.
So Zoom can zoom on away.
Zoom out of here.
Bye-bye. Yeah. No more Zoom. That's one good thing about the world cracking open. However, we don't know what's going to happen in the fall. But as of right now, for summer break that we're on, no Zooming. No Zooming.
Correct.
Goodbye.
So that's a good break.
Yes. Yep.
Do you feel like people are calming down? Now that we've established that a Daryl is the male Karen, do you think we're having less like eruptions socially of Karens and Daryls and people seeking managers?
Surprisingly, I think the Karens have calmed down. Mm-hmm. I think the Daryls are in full force. Daryls
are. Why do you think that? Because it's summer?
I don't know. I think that men are, I mean, this might be a kind of stereotype, but I think that they're so used to being maybe at work all day and they're
starting to crack.
They're starting to lose their Daryl shit. Daryls are just like,
go back to the office.
Yeah. I mean,
stand on your little X tape. Tape marks the X spot in your elevator and get the shit out of here.
Yes.
Speaking to Brian Dodson.
Yeah. I know.
I'm on a call. I'm on a call. I'm on a call. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're on a call? Oh, you're on another call?
Mm-hmm. You have to go sit in your car and be on your call.
That's
then.
What he does. Because I'm like, we can't do that here.
No, no.
Go outside, Daryl.
Yeah. Daryl Dodson.
Okay. So my house is really dirty because we still don't have the housekeeper back and all the kids are there and they're entitled ungrateful pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So my two, number one and three, don't get along that well.
One and three. Yes.
So the other day, they were doing this really cute thing and making this like highly choreographed, extensive TikTok. All the moves, everything, cute as can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's actual like dog shit from that stupid untrained dog I have in the basement and rotten laundry and crusty dishes and everything. It is disgusting.
Sounds like it smells amazing.
That's what I was going to talk to you about next is how wonderful it smells. I go down there and my immediate response is like, God, what? Like, I went to college so I could smell this rotten fucking shit in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see them doing their thing where they're like, no, this way, to the right, and this. And I'm like, wait, okay, I can't say a word about the nastiness because this is the cutest.
Yeah.
But you know what my problem is? I place all of my value on these like intangible magic moments of sibling love. To a fault, where I'm like, that's okay that the dog peed on that blanket and it's still sitting there with your old cereal bowl. It's okay because you're doing this dance together. It's not okay. I should place my value on them picking that up. Say yes.
No, I'm not going to say yes to that because you're one in three. have rare moments like that. And so the dog piss on the blanket, it'll get cleaned up.
By me.
Doesn't have to. It can get cleaned up by them.
Then you but come maybe over and smell it if it sits there and waits for them.
I have enough to do in my own damn house. No, thank you.
At least now when I get upset, I only have like this little bit in my forehead thanks to the needles. I told the girl, I'm like, leave that little bit for me right here so that like when I walk past peed on blankets, I can like really
You have to still keep try that. To be scary to your kids and not
scary.
Be like...
I'm still scary.
Okay.
So scary there was one night where on one of the protests, MK is like, she says to Rose, why don't we sneak out and go to it? And I was in like a fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. And all I did was like look at her. And she was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I just want you to know I'll never sneak out of the house because I know that if I did that she would hunt me down and pull me back home by my hair. And I'm scared of you. I'm like, yes, she's scared of me. Let me rule by fear until you move out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. But that's exhausting. That's not going to happen.
What, me chasing her down?
Ruling, yes, by fear until she moves out. That's...
I already have it established because I'm of my scary face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
She's the one that said it. I'm like, oh, success. Okay.
Yeah. Well, then make sure you tell Dr. Botox to just leave that one alone right there.
Yeah. Just that scary one.
Leave it alone. Yep.
What's it like in your house now that you're back from Texas? And like, what's going on?
We left for 2 weeks.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Like, have you resettled in?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. When we were in Texas, so
you missed part of the protest. You were gone when our town erupted.
Yes, but there were a lot of protests going on in Dallas also.
At the same time?
Yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my daughter would be one of those that were front and center at the protests.
Did she go in Dallas?
So she did not. I mean, we saw the protests going on because we drove through the city one day and there were not violent, but there were, peaceful protests going on. And it was actually kind of neat to see. And the kids were like, wow. I mean, we didn't see any violence or anything like that. It was an interesting thing for them to see. My daughter feels a certain, she's very emotional and everything about the protest. Her boyfriend is African American, and so she feels very strongly about the protests and wanted to be a part of them very badly.
She wanted to be part of them here.
She wanted to be part of them here, right.
This is where her voice is.
Right. And she wanted to be with her friends and go down there and do, all the silent or peaceful protests and everything with her signs.
The peaceful ones are beautiful.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But she came down to Texas. And then she was kind of like, oh, man, I wish I stayed home because I want to, my husband didn't come because he had to work. And so she was kind of bummed that she didn't stay home so that she could go to the protest.
Who could have predicted that?
No, you couldn't. So
the passion of the young kids is really, really cute, though.
Yes.
This is their time and I love that for them.
Right. So when we were down there, she kind of wanted to go back home and do the protest.
Well, not miss it. It's history being made.
Right. And one day when we were in Dallas, we did like a whole educational day where
I saw you post about that.
My cousin's husband is born and raised in Dallas. So he's like a tour guide.
Yeah.
Right. So he took us to the JFK Museum, which was closed, but he still took us through literally took us through every step of the JFK assassination.
Oh, really?
Which was really cool.
They have it marked like on the street and stuff?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
They have like an X on the street of where he was shot.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I've already been to the museum and it's really awesome. Like it's chilling to be in there because they're taking you through.
Yeah,
you have to be there. It's like a self-guided tour, but it's awesome.
Two moms on a self-guided tour.
Yeah, right. I recommend it. It's so awesome.
We'll go.
So we did that and the kids were really interested in it. My one son is super into conspiracy theories. So
which one?
Chase.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I told you how MK was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went through all the conspiracy theories stuff about, and they always have the guys out there, selling the newspapers that were the conspiracy theories on it and stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Let's Get Checked. the leading provider of at-home health tests. Are you looking to improve your hormone levels? I know I am. With Let's Get Checked, you can do a simple at-home health test that will give you a complete picture of your hormone health in just 5 days. Did you know that hormone imbalance symptoms can range from feeling tired all the time to insomnia, breast tenderness, and changes in blood pressure? Female hormone function is important for a number of different functions. Polycystic ovary syndrome, ovarian failure, early menopause, menopause, thyroid issues, ovulation function. Some of the main symptoms of thyroid imbalance include weight gain, fatigue, or feeling tired all the time, mood changes, skin rashes, headaches. I know this probably applies to most of our audience demographics. So how does the process work? Your test is delivered straight to your door. You just have to self-collect your blood sample from the tip of your finger, mail the sample back to their accredited laboratories in the prepaid label, and receive support and guidance from the Let's Get Checked medical team, who are available 24/7 to offer you personalized advice you need to know for your hormone health. LGC also offers men's health tests and overall wellness tests. This week, Let's Get Checked wants to invite you to join their community with 30% off with the discount code 2moms30 when you visit letsgetchecked.com. It's good to know.
It was really cool. So all in one day, we experienced that piece of history. Also, the protests, which is going to be history. I mean, these are all historic moments for these kids. Mm-hmm. Plus, during a pandemic.
It's the weirdest time.
It was so weird. Where JFK was shot, so it was like the grassy knoll is what the grassy area is called, right on the street where they were watching the motorcade go by. That's where we were standing, and we were the only ones standing there. So we were taking pictures and whatever. Well, less than 24 hours later, they were showing on the news that there were just like thousands of people standing there protesting. So we were really glad.
Wow.
And it got really ugly. Like, things were starting to get looted and and people were starting to riot down there. So I was glad that we did it when we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to be with kids, especially like my younger kids, when people are rioting. Not a chance. Mm-mm.
No.
So
that was a vivid and crazy night in our house.
Yeah. Well, and then because my husband was like, maybe keep Olivia down there because if she were home, because the protesting and the rioting was happening at home before it happened in Texas.
Well, that's why I asked at the same time, only in that like different planned ones were happening. Like, I mean, I know it was all the same week, but like some days were more graphic than others with like the degree of.
I think it was like 2 days apart.
Protest. Okay.
Yeah. So when it was happening up here in the Chicago area, my husband's like, keep her down there because she would be the first one front and center. Mm-hmm. She would go to the city. She wouldn't just be in Naperville. She would go into the city and do all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of her for being involved in it and passionate about it. I just, as a mom, you don't really want your kid running off into a big city where there's violence and looting going on.
No.
Not a chance. So he's like, keep her down there, because I was like, oh, that's not happening down here in Texas. And then 48 hours later, there we go.
I was so mommy stressed out from MK's experience in Aurora that I was like, well, you're not going to the one in Naperville, because who knows what to think at any moment. I didn't even know that Aurora was going to be like a dangerous situation. I was like, yeah, go speak your voice.
Yeah.
Use your freedoms to protest. So I then made the assumption that the Naperville one would be the same sort of thing. And it wasn't to that degree of like the rubber bullets and tear gas. By then I was already like all PTSD and traumatized as a mom, where I'm like, you're not going. I let her go to the daytime one. I let her go.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't see you sneaking out of the house this time.
Right.
I mean, you don't ever give birth and prepare yourself for your kid to protest. You know what it is? I'm like the Wonder Years mom now. Because MK, when I was like, you're not going to that nighttime one, she's like, oh my God, you dead ass old parents. I'm like, you know what?
Nice.
I am an old parent, and I am that 70s mom from the Wonder Years, where like the beautiful, inspired daughter wants to go and protest. And I'm like, oh, watch out for those rubber bullets. I mean, what in God's maybe?
It's crazy.
The whole world is a little WTF right now.
I actually know a couple people that brought their kids to the city at night to protest.
No.
And they were like shooting little videos and posting them. And there's like computer screens flying across the street and stuff. I'm like, why?
No.
Like, I understand the whole reasoning to want to be a part of that for history's sake, to say I went down there to protest, but you don't know what's going to happen.
I don't,
you don't know what's going to happen.
You have to remember, though, that these are the underdeveloped, passionate minds, and they're untouchable. Remember,
I'm talking about adult parents that are taking their children there.
Oh, well, maybe their brains never developed. Well, I don't know. Well, during that night with the riots in Naperville, so we're watching it, right? On Dana's channel.
NC-17.
Yes. Yep. That's a TV rating. It's called something else that sounds like NC-17. Whatever. So we're watching it on Naperville TV.
Okay.
And the little girls are screaming and MK's like, I can't believe I'm not there. And you can hear the actual explosions, whatever those explosives were.
Mm-hmm.
And so MK's running her mouth bad. And I'm holding my phone because everybody's just like paying attention and watching. And I don't realize that I go live on Facebook because I'd never go live on Facebook. Why would I go live on Facebook? Don't want to. So I accidentally went live and didn't know it.
Oh my God.
In the moment where they're watching the explosions happen and MK's saying something where I'm like, stop. I don't even know what it was because it was just this crazy, stressful moment of like fight or flight, animal mommy. And I'm like, shut your fucking mouth. Don't say that in front of your sisters because everybody's already really scared and we can hear the riots.
Were you getting like hearts going up?
Shut the fuck up.
Were you getting a lot of likes?
No, I don't know why I'm live. And oh, I know what it was because MK commented on my Facebook on the feed. You can comment on the feed for the...
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Okay. And I'm like, what are you doing commenting? And I've seen people that are like, we like what you said, but it's gone because the comments go so fast. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I said. Oh my God.
You were telling your daughter to shut her fucking mouth.
No, all of these things were going on. Okay. So then it's finally calm enough where I'm like, just settle down. I'm like, Madeline, stop talking.
You're like, oh shit. And I'm not wearing a shirt.
Also, I'm in my Zoom outfit and I'm topless. God damn it. So I look at my phone and it's like, your video went live. And I'm like, oh my God, what video? So I'm like, whatever that was, I'm just going to delete it right now. I'm not even going to look at what I just accidentally did. I'm just going to get rid of it. For all I know, I was holding it in front of my belly skin or something the whole time while I'm screaming. So then my neighbor texts me and she's like, your video went live. I'm like, sorry, I don't know what was in it. I already deleted it.
You should have been like, and yeah, I know. I know.
She's like, oh, my virgin ears. I'm like, oh. I went live being like, shut your fucking mouth. But what do you want from me? I'm a mom of four during riots in my neighborhood. Leave me alone.
It's okay to come unglued. You know what? I'm sure that if everybody...
Come unglued. Who even has glue, Briggs?
No.
There's no glue.
There's no glue. Nothing holding anything together.
Nope.
Everything is just falling apart. Yeah.
Okay, now that you're back, you missed the riots.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little time to not be with all of the children.
Right.
What is your household climate now?
It's very peaceful.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. It's very peaceful. When we were in Texas, just like when you went to Nashville and you were homeless for like a night or whatever, when you're home, you're like, we have been quarantined for so long. We need to get the hell out of here. We need a change of scenery. We need a different environment, whatever. I felt that same way at home. And I needed to get the hell out.
So Texas fixed it a little bit, right?
So I have some relatives in Texas, a sister and a cousin. And here, there was like a week where it was just like cold, rainy, shitty, gray, crappy weather outside every single day. And my sister and my cousin are sending me, selfies, no toes. Like, stop sending me that shit. They were sending me selfies of them. Like, my cousin has a little, like, an in-ground little, like, dipping pool in her backyard. Oh. My sister, she's got, like, this resort-style living condo area. And she's got, like, three pools and there's... like a bar.
So you got all of
live
that?
Music at night. And you can just like walk. And
was all of that open for you?
So the bar part was not, but seriously, so many amenities and everything was open.
Jealous.
there's no pools open here. My kids have had nothing to do. So I just got so sick of the weather here. It was depressing. My kids were climbing the walls. They were so bored. My daughter was like in this funk where she's like graduated from high school and now she's bored. Like she was working at a grocery store and during the COVID, we told her, you're not working there. I don't want those nasty ass germs coming into my house. So we told her she had to quit. And then she hasn't gone back.
Well, all of the kids are home now anyway, like even the ones that were at college. So she may as well just stay there.
Right.
Scrub a toilet, scrub a skillet.
Right. Or scrub a skillet with a toilet brush.
Whatever.
So when my cousin and my sister were sending me all these pictures, like, oh, it's 85 and sunny and perfect here. And oh, look at this pool. And oh, we have these giant, like, beautiful unicorn rafts in the pool. And we're just hanging out with our white claws and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm coming down.
Yeah, thank you.
Get me the hell out of here. So I asked the boys, I'm like, hey, do you guys want to go to Texas? Because they were saying how they missed my sister.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They were like, when can we leave? I'm like, there's pools.
Haircuts.
Their restaurants were
tiger
open.
Tiger people.
Yeah.
Everything.
I'm like, well, we'll just have this adventure through Oklahoma. Oh, that's another breed of people. Although I have to say, this
it makes you want to have like less piercings and tattoos, right? That I know you don't have any, but that's how I feel when I go somewhere like that. I'm like, oh, maybe I should slow my roll with the tattoos and things because that's a thing here that's not attractive.
Right. You, seriously, I just, I cannot understand the breed in Oklahoma. Jesus Christ. Although we live in such a bubble. I am very aware that we live in this bubble here.
For sure.
Right? And so if you go like 5 to 10 miles outside of the bubble and out of any part of the perimeter, it's a different breed of people.
Like, next up, our show on stereotypes. Oh my God.
After we just did a show on trying not to have stereotypes.
No, you like have to admit that they're there if you're going to talk about them.
Yes. Open,
do you
honest
think
conversations.
The smoke behind my ear would go well with like the Botox and the roots?
No, don't ever do this. unless you're James Dean or Fonzie.
No. Or the Outsiders. Those good old Outsiders.
Oh my God. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, like, if you stop at a rest stop in Oklahoma.
Yeah. It makes you grateful for Illinois. See? You see
I
what
was
happens?
Like, I want to go home. I don't understand why they shut down airports and airplanes, but every rest stop along Route 66 is open. Rest stops are disgusting.
Well, that's why I would just pee in the bushes when I went to Tennessee. Because I don't want to go in there. They're gross. They were gross before COVID.
They're gross anyway, but when you mix COVID in with this,
that's why we drink bleach, okay?
There are people from God only knows where going in those bathrooms on a daily basis.
Well, you hover.
Gross.
Right?
Of course.
Well,
you think I'm going to touch my ass to those toilet
seats?
No,
you just strengthened your thigh muscles.
Get
quiet.
Rabies?
It's not rabies.
In don't Oklahoma, it is.
Because of the tigers? You're so weird.
Oh, my God. Anyways, when we got to Texas, we stayed in this corporate condo that was just upstairs from my sister. So it was really convenient.
It was not like, there were no rabies there, Briggs?
No, because once you get into Dallas, once you get into Texas, you're fine.
Is it true that the grocery stores in Dallas have carpeting in them?
No.
It's not?
Well, not the one I went to.
Oh, I've heard that before as a rumor.
Oh, no.
Everybody's like, it's so posh there. They even have carpeting in the grocery store.
That's
like,
disgusting.
Why would you want carpeting there? That's gross.
I can't even stand carpet in houses,
I can't
let alone
either.
A grocery store.
Well, it was meant to be this very like luxurious thing, but no. Oh, okay.
What happens when somebody breaks something in aisle 3? It just stains the carpet?
I don't know. In my mind, it was this really like plush, like red, velvety, awesome stuff. And there was so much wealth and luxury that if somebody broke the pickles and pissed themselves, they would just replace the carpeting. I don't know. I'm asking for a friend anyway.
That's the most asinine idea I've ever heard in my life.
I was told that once, and in my mind, I've never been to Dallas, so yeah. I just have these silly...
Yeah, no. But we stayed in this condo, and I thought it would be awesome. Like, it's fully furnished, 2 bedrooms, a family room, washer and dryer. Like,
all the pools.
Everything that we need, right outside, 3 pools. Perfect, right? Little balcony. But, you know, it gets to be a little too close for comfort.
Well, because you still got to hear the Vitamix, right?
Oh, hell no. There's no Vitamix.
I thought she was still blending.
Not in Texas.
Oh, she wasn't?
No.
Oh.
No.
Did the vegan starve?
She didn't. She would ask to go grocery shopping herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And she would come back with all her cashews and shit.
Okay. The raw ones, right?
Yeah.
You don't want them to be roasted and ruined.
No, I know. Oh, I need a drink of my Metamucil.
Yeah, I love the Metamucil today.
Thanks. I have.
I'm sorry. Are we admitting our age or what? Put that away.
I have a chai tea latte. I have a whiskey and a Metamucil.
Good for you.
Yeah. Just making sure that I'm all covered here.
Good job. In addition to your Metamucil, do you have a current win in your life that we can celebrate?
Yes. My current win is since we've gotten back from Texas, things have been so like calm, and 2 weeks away from home is a long time.
It is.
I was like, oh, I miss my husband. Okay. Oh,
that's on you.
I miss my husband. The kids now, because we were in close quarters.
Yes.
So now they're, you know,
well,
back
it makes
in their
you
own
more
rooms
grateful and, for like your own four walls, even though, right, even though they get very mundane, you're like, oh, we can spread out.
Yeah.
And I forgot that this was awesome.
The beds were really uncomfortable there. So, I mean, this is all like little bitchy, small stuff.
But it's a good reminder.
It makes you appreciate when you're at home. And that's my win, is that I also win that I plowed through a 15 and a half hour drive by myself.
I
didn't share that drive with anybody.
I was just going to give you cheers only in the name that you made the road trip alone by yourself. I'm about to do a 10 hour one not by myself, but with Frank.
Right. But you're going to be the only driver.
I'm the
though.
Only driver.
Right. I mean, that's.
But I got this.
Yeah, that's
the
a long time.
The road is like medicine a little bit.
It was.
And if you plug them into their screens and you just get to listen to your music and drive.
Oh my God. I listened to every single 80s song that was ever invented.
See?
So
you know you love Hall & Oates.
Absolutely love Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
My daughter flew. She didn't originally drive down with us. She flew down separately because that's when she decided she wanted to come. So that changed the dynamic a little bit
because
I was like, oh no. And the boys are like.
Passion has arrived.
Yeah.
Here come the ideals walking in the front door.
I'm like, well, that was a fun 2 days without listening to that bullshit. but I love you and thank God you're here.
Right.
She came in there and she took over my bedroom that I had at that condo. One night I slept on the couch with my 16-year-old son. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he's a man child. I'm a mother. This is totally gross and he smells.
At least he got his hair cut. Huh?
And swam in a pool.
Gross. I don't know. Wait, I think I wrote down my win. What did I say? Oh, it's very generic. It's that I got this,
mm-hmm.
and my grandpa brows are gone.
Yeah.
My hair is still compromised, but it's okay.
It's not it looks great.
It's fine.
You know what?
It's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Really? I'm fine. So when I went to Texas, I also got my hair done.
It looks amazing.
So I got like the full highlights and the cut and the all over color. But you know what's really strange that I didn't realize? So, you know, when you get a full highlight, like full head of foils and a cut, you know, it's expensive, right? When you get in a salon. But I'm like, I'm fine with it because I just spent the last 4 months
doing.
Was
it more than $300?
It was about $300.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy is they will not blow dry your hair.
Wait, not even in Texas?
No.
I told you, those hand dryer things.
Yeah, those are gross.
They blow those shit germs around. Everybody's like, don't blow dry because of COVID. You've been having us dry our hands underneath those shit-ass mm-hmm. things that were made in whatever decade that blow the shit germs all around the bathroom. But yep. now we can't blow dry our hair?
Those hand dryers are also in those rust stops.
They're
bathrooms.
Those are the Oklahoma dryers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we don't use Oklahoma dryers. We fit the Naperville stereotype. We can't blow dry our hair, and we won't use shit Oklahoma hand dryers.
Well, but when you spend that much on your hair, you
sorry
don't really want to
have any listeners in Oklahoma that use those.
Well,
we're actually not sorry. Those things are nasty.
They're nasty in any state.
Gross.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just assigning them to Oklahoma because of the cigarette behind. I don't know. It just goes.
Well, the lady in the gas station, because I was actually going in there to buy more hand sanitizer and fill up with gas. And so I had to go inside to buy the hand sanitizer. And I think one of my kids was like, can you get me a Gatorade or whatever? So I go in there and the workers, I was like, holy shit. They're like,
hello, Jeff Lowe. How are you today? Love the Affinity shirt.
No, I mean, you can't even understand them.
What?
They're so twangy.
Is there an accent in Oklahoma?
What do you mean, is there an accent in Oklahoma?
I've never been there.
Yeah, but don't you just know that there's...
No, I don't.
You watch Tiger King.
I obviously don't know very much at all. Because even I was trying to watch the news this morning, like how regular people do, because I know that's what people do.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the whole thing like this. Like, what? I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
Oh, Dodson, that's you and your clueless, innocent cluelessness.
That's just my brand.
Yeah.
It's fine. It works.
Well, no, they're so twangy down there that you can hardly understand.
Like the Texas twang, like cowboy?
Oklahoma is worse than Texas.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I walked out of the hair salon, though, after paying almost $300 with a soaking wet head looking like a drowned rat.
Well, there weren't any shit germs in it. You want to come over and eat out of my skillet?
I'm all good. I've already eaten plenty of shit in my day. I'm all done with that. Yeah.
All right. Are those our wins?
Those are our wins.
So the next time we come back, it won't be the world cracking open. It should be an open-ish world.
It won't be a toe cracking. Now just like our big ass is through. I don't know.
Oh, through the door into the new world.
Through the crack. Our ass cracked through.
Oh, God. It'll be interesting to see.
It's different down there right now. Like, we sat in restaurants, inside restaurants.
No, we did in Nashville, too.
Yeah, but not here. We still have to sit on the patios.
I know. It's kind of fun, though, like the season of alfresco dining.
Oh, wait. I ran into you at a restaurant.
Oh, on tornado night.
Remember that? We had to sit outside, and it was like a tornado. And there were, like, chairs blowing.
Well, yeah. I had to move because the chair blew into my table. It was an outside world now.
Yeah. Well, it was my anniversary, and then you just happened to be there with another friend, and I was sitting there holding my glass of water, and I was holding my glass of wine like full
careful
force.
I know. Well, Nicole had to hold her martini glass because those are already like fragile. And
yeah, yeah. But that's hilarious. We have to sit outside.
The
even
world
in
is
crazy
outside
weather.
And, well, and I have these two pieces that are broken from the platinum. I like to pull all of my hair back if I go outside to eat so that I don't have hair in my face when I'm putting a fork in my mouth.
Right.
Well, the two pieces that don't go in because they're broken, they're just up there flying them free selves around. I'm like with my earrings, I'm like, don't I look nice?
My
Oklahoma
God.
Feathers flapping in that Illinois wind.
That was a
we'll
bad
get
night
through,
to go to dinner.
We'll just get through everything.
I know. I know.
And we have a party tonight, so let's go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we have a party. Oh, wrap your shit up.
Shit.
You done?
I need to finish my Metamucil.
Cheers to you, Jackass.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic. Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice. You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe. All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.